Welcome back to Sports Day SA. It's Bonds and KG with you, and thanks to Weeks. Save 45 grand on your next week's home. 45 grand.
A nice little save.
All right. Now we're going to talk to the great man, Bharat Sundaresan, thanks to Tyre Power. Big holiday sale on now. Save on selected Kumho passenger and SUV tyres. Buy three, get one free only at Tyre Power. Bharat Sundaresan in Hobart. How are you going, Bharat?
I've done better, Bond. I was, the only drawback of this game finishing on a Sunday night was I couldn't get my company that I work for in India to get my ticket sorted. So I wouldn't say I'm stuck in Hobart, but I am stuck in a little bit of a muddle at all candidates.
Not a bad place to be if you're going to be stuck anywhere. It's a beautiful place, Hobart.
Tassie, yeah.
It's beautiful, but then you can't be stuck in a beautiful place when your wife is at home caring for the dog all day long and she needs a break. That's the problem.
You'll be in trouble when you get home, Bharat. Now, Bharat, can I ask you a question? Is this the worst England side you've ever seen tour this country?
Oh, by far, and I think it's really the most disappointing Test series I've covered in 15 years of being a cricket journalist.
Yep.
And you just had to see that final session yesterday to know why. Yes, there were difficult conditions. Yes, Australia have been bowling really well. But to lose 9 wickets in 1.5 hours after having had the openers give them a start, and the way they were getting out, they're just walking away from their stumps, walking across the stumps. Honestly, that wasn't up to the standards of international cricket the way England played yesterday.
Surely, Bharat, there are better players playing county cricket than we've seen here in this country. Surely.
Unfortunately, KG, I've heard that they aren't. I mean, Ollie Pope is the bright prospect. I mean, he's played 23-24 test matches.
Gee
now. In his 60s, he averages 99.94 at the Oval in his home ground. But they say that, I mean, this is the best they have. And we heard Joe Root yesterday, and a lot of English scribes talk about how the guys who do make it to the test team are making it despite the county system and not because of it. I mean, all that is fine, but you have a bunch of guys who played 20-plus test matches, put on a show like they did last night. I don't think you can go around blaming whatever you want to blame. Like, it's beyond just the county system. You need to have professional pride as well.
Yeah, exactly right.
Is there something within that team chemistry then that just allows them? They gave up last night. They just threw in the towel. Yeah. And I've never seen a test team do that before. I was almost in shock watching it, the way they just gave up.
Oh, absolutely, Bond. And Ollie Pope's dismissal kind of summed it up. It was the most nothing dismissal I've seen from a top-order batter, where he just walked across his stumps. Yes, he's been standing outside off stump. He just literally just let the stumps, the ball hit his middle stump. It was bizarre, yeah. I mean, you've seen teams surrender. You've seen teams submit under great pressure.
Yep.
But this was, like you said, this was just throwing the towel in and saying, look, we don't want to be there. I want to be here. And yeah, I mean, I think coming back to your original question, Bonds, it is what the system is right now with this English side, where there is a lot of, oh, look, we look at the positives. Oh, look, we're just learning. Oh, I mean, we'll get better. And even, I love Joe Root. I love Joe Root, the person and the cricketer. But, he and Chris Silver would still seem to be in some sort of denial about how bad this performance has been, because they keep saying that, look, we are a better team. We're just not executing well. You can say that after the first test, but not after you've been absolutely smashed 4-0, and it should have been 5-0 if not for the weather.
Now, Bharat, will Chris Silverwood get the chop as coach, and will Joe Root retain the captaincy, yes or no?
KG, it's a yes already. I mean, Joe Root has said he will continue as captain because I think he thinks he's still the right guy, and I guess he's right in a way. There isn't anyone else. But the big shock is the fact that he's backing Chris Silverwood, and everybody else in English cricket seems to be backing Chris Silverwood. And you know what the irony is? Here is Justin Langer, who's won a T20 World Cup, won the Ashes, and people are doubting his future. It's just a bizarre turn of events.
But Bharat, would you extend Langer's coaching career? I would do it in a blink of an eyelid.
I really don't see any reason why not. I mean, the only reason is if the players have really not I have like moved on from him. Otherwise, his cricketing CV is tip top. I mean, he's done something that no Australian coach or team had done, which is win the T20 World Cup. And this has been the most comprehensive Ashes display at home, even more than 2013-14, even if it wasn't 5-0. So I don't know what reason they'll find to not extend his contract or renew it in May. Unless, of course, Pat Cummins and the senior players feel like they need someone new. But that would be pretty hard on Justin for sure.
Now, you're an adopted South Australian, Brat. Let's get your thoughts on Travis Head. He had a fantastic series. And his 100 to, I guess, put the game beyond England, really, was outstanding, I thought.
Oh, I think we still aren't appreciating, because you saw everyone else struggle. It wasn't easy when he came out to bat either. But the way he just took the attack to the English and kind of, it rubbed off on Manas as well. Yes, he got out in a bizarre fashion. But that partnership between the two, go from 3 for 12 to 4 for 80 odd by lunch or dinner, that was just incredible batsmanship. And you're right, he did it at the Gabba. There were still doubters born. People said, he's just got lucky, it's a fluke. But after his innings here, I think he's not just cemented his spot in the side. He kind of justifies all the hype around him, which has existed for so long, not just in South Australia, but beyond South Australia. And like I said, in a few months and a few years' time, we look back at this Travis Head 100 and say, wow, that's one of the wow Ashes moments of all time.
Yeah, exactly right. Bharat, going from England to Australia, we've got a few concerns there, I believe, particularly not our bowling, but our batting. Now, Smith is not the player at the moment he was 3 or 4 seasons ago. Warner's in and out a bit at the top of the order. We still haven't got an established opener with Warner. So there are a few little hiccups along the way for Australia as well.
Oh, very much so, KG. And I think I put this in my piece as well. I said England have not just let down audiences here and back home, but they've let down Australia because of the team. Because we don't know how good or bad Australia is.
Correct.
After this series. and batting is a concern, like you said. I mean, you've had two 35-year-olds open the innings here. David Warner gets a pair, Usman Khawaja, fair enough, doesn't get runs. It was not easy facing the new ball. But what did it tell us? And now we don't have Marcus Harris playing either. So there's a big question mark about who Australia's opening partnership is. Like you said, Steve Smith's got 100 across 3 home summers. Yep. Now after the 2019 Ashes. And teams have found different ways of getting him out, which is a concern. Right? And he missed a large part of his best, I think, his peak because of COVID and, of course, the one-year suspension. Manas, ever since he's become number one, exactly, Mark Wood has really got his number.
Yeah.
And he's averaging 56 now. He's more mortal than immortal, like he was like before the start of the series. And the thing with Australia, all their cricket for the next 8 or 9 months will be away from home in alien conditions.
Yep.
Where a lot of these guys haven't played much cricket. So it's going to be a big challenge, and we'll actually find out how good Australia are very soon.
Gee, no wonder you're a good South Australian, Bharat. You make absolute sense, Bharat. Absolute sense.
he does all the time.
He does.
Now, Bharat, you've watched a lot of cricket. Have you ever seen someone burst onto the Test cricket scene like Scott Boland has? 18 wickets at 9.5.
Oh, God.
He's a cult hero. I've said this a few times. I think he is the greatest fast bowler to have played the game. How can you deny the fact?
What was that again? What did you say, Bharat?
He is the greatest fast bowler to have played the game. In 3 test matches, you average 8 or 9 with the ball. And look, every time after the first innings, his bowling average had crept to 10. I was like, drop him. Like, he's not good enough. Like, yeah. And he comes back and takes 2 wickets to bring it back down. No, I mean, it's just been extraordinary. And you know what's been even more pleasing is everywhere he goes, even here in Hobart. Yes, he played for the Hurricanes a few years ago, or maybe he still does. But the cheers he gets, yep. There's a spot ball and corner in every test ground in Australia right now. And that's just so wonderful to see.
Absolutely. And great for the game of cricket. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, Bharat, a bit closer to home for you as well. Bharat Kohli standing down as Indian captain. Your thoughts on that?
I'm not so surprised, Pons. And the reason for that is, if you look in India, culturally, power doesn't get shared too often, too well either, especially with Indian cricket. So once they, you know, he gave up T20 captaincy and they took away ODI captaincy from him, it just felt like a matter of time because it wasn't his dressing room anymore. It's amazing, though. In 4 months, he's gone from being the most powerful man in Indian cricket to now just being a player, which is, would have seemed unthinkable just 4 months ago. So it's a lot has changed. But look, he does leave behind a great legacy. And it all started in Adelaide in 2014 when he was stand-in captain for the first time. He taught India that and Indian cricket that you have to chase victory. You cannot be conservative. You cannot hope for the best and sit back on waiting for a draw. And he completely changed the way Indians looked at Test cricket and the whole approach to Test cricket. And that's what he said after that Test, even though they lost. He said, if we keep playing this way, we'll start winning overseas. And what happens? They win two series in Australia or on the verge of winning one in England and should have won this one in South Africa.
Virat Kohli, where would you rate him of all the great players, batsmen you've seen, Virat? Where would you rate him?
Oh, I mean, considering the era he's played in where he's had to play all formats and he's done all of them really, really well, despite the fact that he hasn't got 100 in the last 30 innings, I think he's in the top three. And, I mean, you can sit and argue about it for a long time. But and also the commercial pressures. I mean, it's such a different era to play cricket in, compared to even what Sachin Tendulkar did. You're so much more exposed. Everything you do is known to the public. And despite that, to be as consistent as he's been, he's top three by far.
Yeah, absolutely outstanding. Bharat, thank you very much for your time. We've really enjoyed your comments and we're proud to have you as a South Australian, Bharat. Thank you.
Nothing could mean more to me than that, KG. Thank you so much. I'll be home tomorrow night.
We'll see you soon, Bharat. Bharat Sundaresan there from Hobart. One of the cricket experts. He's
so passionate. I love talking cricket to him or with him because he's so passionate. And he was right. That capitulation yesterday was an embarrassment. Absolutely an embarrassment.
Yeah, it was.
No heart. And we're talking about the Ashes series.
Yeah, it was amazing to watch. And as we've talked about for the whole show.